Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. How may I help you this evening?
Well, just I really didn't even think a human would be on this late. Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm a vampire, so I'm definitely going to be here all night.
Well, I appreciate you being there. I made a mistake, and I need to cancel, jump up and down, freak out, whatever I have to do. I tried to pay $1 shipping to get a iPhone. Things are too good. And then it said that I got charged 39 something or other, 30 something or other to join this eatery service.
You say eatery service?
Well, whatever it is that I joined that I didn't want to.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's kind of that's a brand new thing. We're the third party call center, and we deal with many, many products, but, this is a new thing that we've gotten. It's a meal plan that they throw out there. I believe it's $20 a month, if not more. That it's like an app for your phone, and you just it gives you, you know, what you should be eating, and it helps you talk to other people.
I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm just saying I got tricked completely, totally. I thought I was putting my credit card in for $1 shipping for an iPhone, and I'm going to be billed for $30 for something I didn't want. So
$30, okay. Let me get your zip code so I can look that charge up for you.
Okay, it'd be 72942.
Okay, no, 72842. 72842, okay. Cool. Let me get that in there real quick. All right.
It would be Havana, Arkansas.
You say Arkansas? Okay. So I grew up in Arkansas, actually.
There you go.
Texarkana. Okay. 72842?
Correct.
Okay. I had to do that in my memory. I accidentally went off the screen. I can't believe I'm actually remembering something. Would you be Robin Smith, by chance?
I would indeed.
Okay, because you're the only name that came up under that. So there you go.
I'm dealing with dumb enough. It's me.
Okay, let me see. Let me look at Overcast. Okay, I see the mail balance plan. sorry, allergies is really getting me this year. Let me see what we got. Havana, Arkansas. I can't believe you're actually the first Arkansan I've talked to since I've been doing this job.
I know better than to do this. I thought, oh, okay, well, I'll get that dollar phone.
Let me take. I'm just taking a gander over here. Would you verify the address that would have been on the card? On the card, just to make, you know.
12321.
Okay.
South Highway 309, Havana, Arkansas, says 72842.
Excellent. Okay, just making sure.
Oh, no problem.
Would you on here? Da, da, da. Okay. So first of all, first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna stop the subscription. See how I'm going to go about getting your money back. So, I mean, I see this was like just done, literally.
Yeah, I put it through, freaked out. I knew better, and I didn't know if I was supposed to call my bank, call you, call somebody.
That's okay. No need to freak out. I'm going to take care of you. So give me a moment here to just kind of. Yeah, I'm gonna. It's just that these are, like I said, they're new, so I'm still learning how to navigate my way through these.
I'm playing games on my phone. I have no business doing that. I don't even know how to work my phone. I'm thinking, okay, I'll get smarter. I'll play games. Don't do that.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You need to subscribe to things you don't want. What?
Oh, actually, that's funny you should say that because, you know, I downloaded a new game about a month ago. On the Play Store, the Google Play Store, and I don't know why. I know better than to do this. I don't like putting my card online at all unless, you know, I'm familiar. But what I do, I bought a little $4.99 package for the game, and next thing I know, 2 weeks later, I've got a charge on there for some kind of music subscription. And I'm like, what the heck? And so I went to the bank, and it wasn't much, but I went to the bank, and, you know, they're like, okay, this is where it came from. I'm like, well, okay, I know not to do that again. All right, let me see. Okay, I see. All right, I see what I need to do. Okay. If you bear with me here, I'm going to have to, it's going to take me a minute. I want to make sure you get your money back here.
I'm grateful. Thank you. I'm on Social Security. I can't afford to have things go wacko.
Oh, I hear you. Well, I mean, I'm there myself. I'm not Social Security, but I'm on a tight budget. My mom's on, she's on survivor's benefits, so I hear you. She doesn't get a whole lot.
That means you lost your dad. I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. It's been 5 years, but he died on their 40th wedding anniversary, like to the day. So.
It's just hard, literally. That's got to be hard for anybody.
Oh, yeah, she's gone through a lot. She's gone through a lot.
I know. My husband's mother with me.
There it is.
I've had a mother, and all of a sudden, I've got a mother.
Okay, there we go. Hey, I found something cool. Look, man, new things come out. We don't necessarily get a training. We just kind of get them like a memo, you know. So
we do know. So I did the most 8 to 3 years.
Oh, then you understand.
Absolutely. I had to do all those. Would you like to rent a car? We've got a Motel 6 rent car going on. Yeah. I did. I enjoyed the job. It was a good job.
It's not bad. I mean, it's not bad work.
Let's get to stay home? I mean, it's COVID.
Well, yeah. We have the choice to go home. I haven't been here quite long enough to have the option. You have to be here a little while, you know. But I figured that I probably will, you know, once the time comes, because, you know, I'm also a part-time caretaker with my mom, you know, and she lives with me, so that would make that easy.
Yeah, I kind of got stuck in between, too. I'm helping a friend of mine who I came home. I live in Oregon, and I'm in Arkansas, and I came home and a friend had a stroke. So I've been here for about a month, and I'll probably be here about half more. They're getting better.
Well, you just got to hang in there and keep your head up. Sorry, I had to make some notes.
I've got time. I can be here. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes they move you around on the chessboard to life, you know, where you're supposed to be. Not necessarily where you need to be, where you think you want to be, you know. Oh, wow. A little philosophic there.
Okay. I think I got it. Hold on, let's see here. Yeah, okay, so I sent it in. I had to send it in through an outside source just because of the newness of it, I guess. But I got that taken care of. It might be tomorrow before they process it. So I would look within 3 to 5 business days. So we're already about to be on Wednesday. So, or it might be midnight now. So depending on where you're at, I would say probably early next week, you'll have that back in your account. And let me give you have a pen and paper so I can give you a cancellation number.
I don't have it right this second, but could you text it to me, or are you? You're probably not allowed to do that. Hold on.
I wish I had the option though. that would make life easy. But actually, you will get an email. Come to think about it.
Well, yeah. If you could email me, that'd be even better.
That's automated. Yeah. So okay, then you don't have to do that then. I just thought it's just force of habit to have you write it down. So cool. Yeah, you'll have it in your email.
Thank you.
And let's see right here. Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. And now you can rest easy tonight. That's taken care of.
I do. I feel much better. And thank you on behalf of mothers everywhere. You're a good
person. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, she's done more than I deserve for me in my life. So I will always take care of her. So.
Well, like I said, mothers everywhere that worry. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good rest of the night.
And what great customer service, in case you're being recorded. I do believe that.
Oh, I always am. And thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.